Flea markets are where lazy people go when they want to go yard sailing. No driving all over the place or trying to find parking in some snotty residential area that frowns on yard sales. No GPS errors that take you to the wrong chowder drive. No regret wishing you'd bought that table that was 12 miles back. At the flea market, everything is in one place. The longest you have to walk is 300 yards. Parking is right there, and the vendors have done the hunting for you. There are a few flea markets on the Cape. In Wellfleet at the drive-in, in Sandwich near the skate park off Quaker Meeting House Road, Saturdays at the new Hyannis Arts Hall behind Main Street, and various pop-ups in church basements or community centers. I headed to the Sandwich Bazaar flea market early one recent Sunday morning because I needed a button for a knitting project. Anyone over 65 has a box of buttons in their house. My buttons are in a 70-year-old toffee tin with a picture of a newly crowned Queen Elizabeth on it, but I didn't have the right button. And all those boxes of other people's buttons are starting to get passed on and end up in flea markets. The Sandwich Market is spread over an area at least the size of a football gridiron at Oakcrest Cove Field and operates from April through October. By 8 a.m., there were over 100 vendors already vending. "What time did you get here to grab such a prime spot?" I asked a man whose table was only a few steps from the entrance. "Last night," he answered. The one disadvantage to a flea market is that it can be overwhelming. Yard sales are bite-size. Flea markets are like seeing the whole cake and having to consider which icing flour to snag. Here are some things I could have bought, but didn't. Valentine Barbie, dressed for the holiday. A large empty metal potato chip can. A 19th century French box that might or might not have been French or 19th century. Baseball cards of players I've never heard of. Enough fishing gear to outfit a fleet. A Nevada license plate that read Playboy. Garden fish, created out of forks and glass plates. A vintage Handy Andy carpenter toolkit. A pair of cowboy boots. Cotton drawstring pants, a portable typewriter I might have owned in 1966, and a lot of china that looked like it came out of my basement. In fact, I probably should be a vendor, not a shopper. Here's what you should bring to a flea market: a good sun hat, water, cash, and your own bag. Here's what not to bring: any assumptions. "I hope you find what you're looking for," one vendor said to a shopper. "No matter," the shopper replied. "I didn't come with high expectations." Exactly, because that's how discoveries are made. I wandered among the tables looking for buttons. I finally found a woman selling them by the bagful, but nothing suited the project I was trying to finish. So I was meandering toward the car, my heart a bit sad because no one likes to leave a flea market without a purchase. Then I spotted the chairs. They were wood, painted green with striped canvas slung seats, the kind you might see in a movie filmed on the French Riviera. They were perfect for a new shaded seating area I'd just created in my backyard. Very portable, even suitable for the beach if a bit heavy by today's standards. "They're in really good shape, even the canvas," the vendor said. "Probably 1950s. Perhaps. More likely modern knockoffs. But they were in really good shape, and $45 for two stylish chairs. Heck, you can't hardly do that at the discount store. So I bought them, because that's how flea markets work. You go looking for buttons, and you end up with a straw hat or a dozen matchbox cars or a copy of Life magazine with the second, not the first, installment of a book that was wildly popular in the 1960s. Or you buy a pair of chairs that bring you joy every time you go into the backyard. So happy hunting. Look for me. I'll be there looking for a button.